We're visiting with our Todd County FFA advisors today, and it's great always to come celebrate FFA week with Todd County. Love you guys. You guys do a wonderful job here. Ms. Shayla Berry, is, you're probably the newest advisor here, and tell us a bit about what you do and what you teach here.
Well, I've been at Todd Central for 4 years now, after my 5 years teaching. I teach 6 different classes throughout the day. A bulk of my classes are in the plant science pathway, mm-hmm. but I do focus on ag business, and a little bit of animal science. So I start with principles of ag. I do ag sales and marketing, crop technology, veterinary science, floral design, and greenhouse technology.
Sounds good. So how's the greenhouse looking this year? Good?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I'm actually taking 6 kids with me tomorrow to Fairview to the plant and plug auction. Going to let them bid a little bit within reason. they know their budget and their limit, but they get to go have that opportunity to kind of see some real world stuff, budget a little bit, but greenhouse is looking really well. We got about 30 kids in that class, so we always stay busy, but we've got more than what we ever had, but it's always a fun time with that class.
I think it's fun. So you don't turn them loose with the checkbook, huh?
Oh, no. I'm the one with the money. I let them go pick out stuff, and then they get to sit by me and bid.
That's good. That's got to be a lot of fun, though, for them to kind of get a real world experience there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, they love it. This will actually be my 3rd time going with students. Really? I went once last year, and I've already taken 1 group from Floral Design last month. But the people out there kind of know me. They know I'm the one with the kids.
Right.
But luckily, they look at me, and the kids will be going up and down with the bid number, but they know to look at me.
Yeah. For the high bid, right?
Yes, yes.
Right. What do you enjoy about what you do here at Todd County? Yeah, obviously, this is home for you. You came back home to teach here. So what does it mean to you to be able to come back home here?
Oh, it's an amazing feeling. You know, when I graduated high school, I was excited to get out and go get a job in the ag industry and never come back. And then God put it on my heart first semester of college that I needed to be an ag teacher. And every day is different. I think that's why I love it. You know, of course, teaching has its moments. And you're like, is this really what I want to do? But then you see your kids have their moments. You know, you have kids go to state and get big accomplishments. But then you have the kids who just learn to overcome a fear of public speaking, or they find their interest in ag, or they realize that, hey, this is cool. And even though that's something little to some people, to me, that's a big win. And I think that's what I really love about my job. You know, it's always different, and the opportunities and experiences are unique to each child, but they each have their opportunity to discover a little bit more about ag, you know, see what puts food on their plate. And everyone leaves here knowing a little bit more than what they did when they came in here.
I was enjoying interviewing your guys' officers. I mean, you're a great team of officers this year. You can tell from one end to the other, they really engaged in what they do and really love doing things for agriculture. I think it's fantastic. I know you have to be proud of them.
Oh, very much so. They're a really good group. You know, each year, each team is a little bit different. And seeing them figure out by themselves how to work together, I tell them a lot, you know, this is your baby. I'm here to advise and, you know, here to give the stamp of approval. But watching them work together, figure out what works best for them, and then watch them grow as leaders. Mm-hmm. Even though you have some seniors who were officers as juniors, right. Watching them grow over that year is really, really a proud moment for us. And when it comes to banquet, we're always like, where did the year go? And this group that's graduating is actually, they were freshmen when I started. So, So it's weird. We were talking about it last period. I was like, I've never taught here without y'all. They're like, don't cry too much. I'm like, oh, I won't. I promise you I won't. But no, they always make us proud watching them figure out things for themselves. It gives them a lot of responsibility and accountability to really grow and learn more about themselves.
You guys do a great job. Appreciate it. Ms. Shayla Berry, one of our advisors in Todd County. Also, Mr. Quayshawn Quarles is one of our advisors in Todd County as well. Quayshawn, tell me a little bit. You've been here how many years now?
I have been here since 2019. I think that makes, 5 full years?
5 full years. Yeah, I've been a while, yeah. So you're becoming a veteran now, huh?
Yeah, something like that, I guess.
What do you teach here at Todd County?
And so I teach the animal science pathway. I also teach a piece of the ag business, and then I also do the shop, your ag power and your ag construction classes.
Obviously, you get some good kids. What FFA here? How many FFA members do you guys have?
We range from about 105 to 125, 130 members each year.
It's obviously a good crew here. This officer team this year is a great crew, it seems like. And what do you enjoy about what you do here, Quayshawn?
Well, I guess that's a tough question. I think one of the things that I enjoy the most about my job is just allowing that opportunity to bridge the gap between your traditional ag students that grew up and that production ag focused background, and those non-traditional ag students who don't know much about it and are open to learning about it. And just having that opportunity as a person myself who kind of comes from from both worlds, and having that background but also being considered a non-traditional, just being able to bridge that gap for students of any student to just learn about agriculture education, and then also to find a home in FFA and allow for them to grow as a leader and get all those different skills that they'll need later on in life.
Good. You have a good team of officers, good FFA chapter, good students here, and I know you have to enjoy working with them every day.
Yeah, they definitely keep it interesting, and there's never 2 days that are the same, but I think that's what keeps all ag teachers young and thriving and always alert, is just being ready to tackle any task, and it really makes it easy whenever you have a group of officers who take ownership over what they do and just take that much pride into it because they want to make sure they put out the best quality work.
And you have a great alumni, great support here in this community too, don't you?
Yes, we have a very involved alumni. The alumni helps us out in way more ways than we could ever even try to start to make a list for. Everybody always thinks of alumni as financial donors and backers, and I mean, they do that, and they do a great job of doing that. They help us out whenever students need jackets. They help us out on field trips. But we take it, our alumni takes it one step further, and we have alumni that comes in and talks to our classes. They come in and they, you know, they provide hands-on opportunities for the students to learn. Like, some of them might bring in a cow. We've had students bring, we had alumni bring in goats. We've had chickens brought in. We have ducks. You know, we've had local agribusiness owners come in and talk to our students. We've had our alumni create co-op jobs just for our students. We've even had a whole local speaking day where our alumni came in and acted as judges and helped give our students feedback. So our alumni is very, they're a huge blessing to our program, and it, and they are a huge part in what makes what me and Miss Berry do doable at the school level.
And you mentioned the students that you have today. A lot of different students, even when you were at FFA many years ago, because so many are not involved in agriculture, but you guys are able to tie that in pretty well.
Yeah, and it's, and I think that that is it's needed for the survival of agriculture as an industry, is just being able to reach out to the youth and making it apparent from day one how important agriculture is, whether they grew up on a farm and have that background knowledge or not. It's still something that's important, and it's detrimental for all of us to know, because, you know, we don't want for it to be one of those dying trends, because we all need to eat and have clothes and everything else.
That's a good question. Quarles, thank you so much for inviting me. So yesterday at the Todd County Ag Breakfast, you said, are you coming over? I said, wouldn't miss it. Always enjoy coming over for Todd County FFA and visiting with you guys for FFA week. And hope you have a great week here.
Well, thank you. We appreciate y'all coming, and we hope we have a good FFA week, and we'll make sure we keep y'all posted.